So we're going to do now the facts for the next thing, is whether the Meichel has to wash. So far we established, or we discussed, whether the guy who's eating has to wash. What about the guy who's feeding? Does he have to wash? So Mar says, Yibaylo, it's the second to last skinny line, because I know this. So the Meichel tzorch tilstayim, why not tzorch? So does the feeder have to do tilstayim, why not? So Rashi. Rashi says, no, there is no Rashi. Okay. So, I think Rashi talks about it a little later. Okay, so that's the question. So, Toshma. The Tani Debe Minashe. Okay, and this is a very interesting thing. It's from Yuma. Maybe we'll go into it in its own right. It's an interesting thing. It says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Isha, let's talk about Yom Kippur. So, on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash your hands, right? But, so, Isha Medicha es Yada Achas Bamayim. Venosenes Pas Livna Katan. So, a woman's allowed to wash one hand with water. And to give bread to her child, who's a katan, right? Amru alav al Shammai azakin shelo rotza lahacha b'yad achas. Again, Shammai didn't like this. And apparently he held somehow this halacha of washing, or this reason, right? I mean, we don't know why she's washing her hand, but you get see what's going to happen here. Is they're going to try to show, oh, it must be because the person who feeds has to wash their hands. You know what I mean? Like, that's where it's headed. But, so saying, so, apparently that reason is a matir you to wash on Yom Kippur. But Shammai, they say, Shammai Zakin didn't want to do it. He didn't even want to feed it with one hand. Okay, he didn't even want to feed it with one hand, this kid or whatever. The Gazru alav shiachal b'shtayadav. And they were gozer on him that he should do it with two hands. In other words, to show he's wrong somehow, they said, you know what, not only do you have to do it with one hand, even with two hands, which sounds funny. I mean, they did one hand, presumably only allowed to do one hand. So what, they forced him to do I mean, the whole thing's funny. But whatever. So, but the bottom line is, what do you see from there? You see in the Rashi. Isha medicha yada b'mayim b'yom ha-kippur. De'afal pisha asur rechitza, even though it's medas asur wash, etiru l'isha l'diach yada achas v'liga b'pas. So they allowed her to wash one hand and touch the bread. Okay? Shelo ratzel acha b'yado achas, but Shammai didn't want to do it. Afilu yado achas lo ratzel adiach. Even one hand, k'day litein pasul tinoch b'yom ha-kippur. Right? Umonea me'elachilo, and he'd actually prevent himself from feeding his kid. Alma Michael tzachon tilov. What do you see from here? You see that obviously the guy who feeds has no time, because otherwise what's the whole issue here? What are you washing hands for? Just feed them. Don't wash your hands. Let's, you know. So it must be that because it's alacha that Michael needs him till his time. Right? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Abaye, Hasam Mishum Shibsa. Rashi. Ruach Ra, Shore Al Hayadayim, Shalonat Lushachar. So if you don't wash your hands in the morning, there's going to be a Ruach Ra on your hands. Right? So therefore, on Yom Kippur, you're not washing hands in the morning. So therefore, you're going to have a Ruach Ra on your hands. And if you feed the kid, you're going to end up poisoning them or whatever. You give them this Ruach Ra. So therefore, you're going to wash your hands. But not because until it's dying, but because of Ruach Ra. Avol not of the other Shachris. But if you wash your hands in the morning, Velo Nizar Bohem, and you weren't careful, like let's say you got them dirty or something, Ubal Haichalas Chaveiro, ain't Sarum Dila. So what he's trying to show is, so that's totally, the whole reason there you're washing is only because of the Shivsa, because they didn't wash your hands in the morning, Yom Kippur. But on a normal day where you did wash your hands in the morning, and even if, though you may not be careful with them, and they may become Tameh or dirty or whatever, you can well you feed your friend, then you don't have to, Tila. Right? The lo amrinon, the astam no sein lesoch piv, tikkun rabbanon Tila. You don't just say that anyone who puts his her hands into the mouth is going to need a tila.
Right. Is that a proof?
Right. No, you can't derive that. You can't derive that. Okay, so let's go further. Okay? It's fine. So the thing where it says, Tashma, Diavua, the Shmuel, Ashkechei, the Shmuel, the Kabachi. So the father of Shmuel found Shmuel that he was crying. Okay? Amarle, am I Kabachis? So why are you crying? Dimachian, Rabbi, because I think it's my Rabbi hit me. Right? It's my Rabbi hit me. So it said.
Why?
So where did I go? So Omar Amai, right? So why? It says the Omar Lee, because Safiz Libroi, Philo Moshe's Yonday. Right? That's what that off. Philo Moshe's, and you don't wash. So it says this, because you're feeding my kid food. And you're not washing your hands. Right? So apparently this Rebbe, apparently I guess they were friends or whatever. Shmuel and the Rebbe's kid were friends. So he was feeding this other kid food, and he didn't wash. Shmuel didn't wash, right? So he said back to him, his father, Shmuel's father, said, "Rabbi, my Elam washes." So why didn't you wash? You want to hit? So Amar Lei, who achav anam mashina? But he ate, and I'm going to wash? Why should I be washing? I'm not eating. He's the one eating. Yeah, I'm feeding. Amar Lei, lo mistaya de lo gamir. It's not enough that this guy, this Rebbe, didn't learn, doesn't know the halacha. Nimcha nami machi. He's even hitting. And he's criticizing the Rebbe. I mean, all these Rebbe doesn't know the halacha. It's one thing you don't know the halacha, but don't hit someone for no, because you don't know the halacha. So here, let's see Rashi. Kasaf is the bray of the lawashes. Hachalta is bini, velo rachatz te yidayim tchila. You feed him if it's my kidney, you didn't wash your hands. Loma said, lo gomer, lo dailo, shein ubaki belchus netila, shem aichle en atzorach leito. So not only that, but he's even going to hit the guy? Now, today's question is, wait a minute. What's the second criticism? He's saying it's not only doesn't he know the halachas, but he's even hitting. Yeah, but that's not a criticism because he held that really you needed this night, so it's a good reason to hit. There's no halacha he shouldn't hit, so the hitting made sense. So what's the second criticism? It's not a criticism, right? There's really only one criticism. He didn't know the halacha, but it could be that it means because it's one thing to not know halacha, so not everyone knows halacha. But when you hit someone about it, it means you're setting yourself up as an authority on the halacha, and you're scolding the guy who doesn't know the halacha and trying to make him go the other way. So the thing is, if you don't know the halacha, if you're not certain about it, you can't set yourself up as an authority. And so it's one thing if you didn't know it, but it's one thing if you don't know it and you know you don't know it. I mean, but to know you don't know it and to think you do know it and to set yourself as authority to teach people the wrong halacha, that's worse. You know what I mean? You have to know, it's a certain area you're not so sure about, so you don't know. So don't start telling other people what to do. So what do you see from this Gemara? So that's right. You see from this Gemara that the Gemara is holding that really the guy Michael doesn't eat until Tzlaim. Right? That's the clue. And the Gemara says, Hilchasa, Ochel Machos Michael Tzor until Tzlaim, Michael Ain't until Tzlaim. So the guy who eats does have the Tzlaim, apparently Yechol Shesh or whatever, and the guy who feeds does not need until Tzlaim. He does not need until Tzlaim. So the question you have to define is, what's the Havinas Kan about whether you should have to or should not have to? Okay, this is by Truma, this is by Truma or by Chulon? Because it can't be by Truma. Because by Truma, obviously, if you touch, if you feed someone food and your hands are Tame, you're going to be Matame the food. And then you're going to feed them. Obviously, you have to do it. So the whole question here is clearly by Chulon. Right, so the question is, what's he by? So we'll do that. And then after that, we'll just cover some loose ends. I want to do the Tosos on the previous Amud, Velo Berach Acharav. Okay? I was talking about. Remember, it said the guy who he didn't bench because he only had a kazayas. So I'm gonna go back to that.
Okay? Oh yeah.
He didn't have. He had less than a kibetzah. So I'm gonna. That's just an interesting thing there. I mean, maybe look at the gemara there. Brachos. Okay. So we're up to just defining what's the Havinas Kan about Ochel Machos Michael. So whether the Michael himself, the guy who feeds you, has it into his name or not. Right, so by chul, by truma, definitely Michael would have to, because he's eating tamei the food, and then he's going to give it to put it in your mouth. So, of course, you're going to be eating truma tamei. But what about by chul? So we're trying to get the svar here for the Michael, right? So I was just thinking, just to get started, is that when it comes to truma, so definitely, who's going to have to wash?
Everybody.
The ochel, the Michael. The guy who cuts the bread, everyone. I mean, anyone who's touching the food is going to have to, right? Because point is anyone who touches the food with tummy hands is going to be tummy the food, and someone's going to end up eating shumat tamei if you don't, right? So, I mean, forget the Michael. I mean, even further removed than the Michael, what happens? Anyone who touches the food, anyone along the chain, anyone in the kitchen who's going to be touching the food has to do the deal over there, it's beforehand, you know? Because I was tummy. So that's definitely, that's how it would go by a chuma. So you could argue, Sarach chuma, also, the Michael should definitely have to do it. It's pasha. Right? But it's certainly not pasha, and it's not even pasha, it's certainly not the guy who cuts the bread. The guy definitely doesn't have to, right? So why not? Why not? Right? I mean, that's the way it should be.
Because
halachically, see, when you actually have chuma that you're avoiding being metame, if you actually have a sazan, you're avoiding the bring metame. So then you'll say the mechayev of the guy cutting the bread is not, there's no mechayev, it's just
practically, you have to avoid the happening of Tamei Truma, Truma Tamei, being eaten. So it's not like a mechayev, it's just there's an isser of eating Truma Tamei, so you're going to have to wash your hands if you want to avoid that. You have to protect yourself against that. There's a reality that you're avoiding. But when it comes to Tils Yedayim, there's no reality of Tamei here. So it's simply Srach Chuma. There's a Mechayev, some Mechayev of Ntil Zidayim. Now the Mechayev can't be pretend this stuff were Chuma and let's see what would happen. I mean, that's not a Mechayev. I mean, the Mechayev has to be something. So it seems clear that the Mechayev is Achil. Okay, in some shape or some form or other. That since Achila, why? I mean, why? It's not an ordinary thing. It's because Achila is one process whereby you touch the food with your hands and eat it. It's like one process which involves two steps here. Because really the problem is a two-step problem. Is that the truma is tahora, and he's going to eat it. The problem is that achila demands touching the food. Your hands are tame. You're going to be metame the food. Then you're going to eat it. Right? So achila really encompasses, the action of achila encompasses both problems. It's metame the food and they're eating the food. So therefore, in other words, achila is the maisa, which is really the, in general, that's really going to be, I mean, there's not always going to be a guy in the back cutting the bread. I mean, achila is always going to happen. I mean, the guy who's going to eat the food, he's going to take the food, touch your mouth. That's, you know, so objectively, that's the maisa, which you want to have a srach for, because that's the maisa which really reflects the problem. So the mechayev is definitely the achila. Okay, it's definitely the achila. And you can't just say a guy who touches the bread, because, well, he's not under the chila, so forget about it. There's no shaychus to the mechayev of Mitzvah Sadaim, even though in Tama Dover it would be, but back in the day, but halachically, the mechayev has been the chila. Okay. So now, when it comes to the Ma'achil, so the Ma'achil is really, what he's doing is, it's not just the guy in the back of the kitchen, because the guy in the back of the kitchen, for instance, he's a little different, because the guy in the back of the kitchen cutting the bread, so maybe he's cutting the bread, maybe no one's going to eat this stuff. Who's going to, I mean, it's nothing to do with achila altogether. Right? I mean, he's just cutting bread. What is it with achila? He's just cutting bread. He's being metame truma. But what does that mean to do with achila? Nothing. I mean, yeah, maybe it's eventually it will lead to it, probably, but that's, he's unrelated to the achila process. Right. But the guy who's the maichil really is, in a sense, he partakes of the same thing as the ochel does. It's basically he's touching the tame food, the food being metameed and putting it in the guy's mouth, right? So in terms of the concept, the idea of the takana, really the maichil should be the same as the ochel.
No, I don't follow that.
Because in terms of tamadavar, the maichil is very different than the guy in the back of the kitchen. Because in the back of the kitchen, the guy isn't, he's just removed from, it's sort of tamadavar, sort of halachically. But see, the guy in the back of the kitchen is removed from the achil altogether. He's just cutting bread. So
tamadavar, he's included, because anyone who touches.
And he touches what? But who says it's even going to be eaten? Maybe it's not even going to be eaten.
Because
which guy embodies the problem? The real problem of Truma is embodied, again, because Truma is two steps. The problem of Truma is two steps. Step one is touch the food and be metame it. Step two is eat that tame food. Those are the two steps which you need for there to be a problem here, okay, by Truma. Now, by the Ochel, he's one guy who really involves both steps because he touches the food.
Right.
Puts it in his mouth and eats it. Now, the guy in the kitchen doesn't, because the guy in the kitchen is just touching the food, but he has no shaychus at all to achila. So, just if you touch the food per se, you're not really dealing with the main problem. The problem is the achila of the chumat tamei. I mean, you don't want to be chumat in general, but the problem is really is that it is the achila's chumat tamei. So, the guy who's back in the kitchen, maybe no one's going to eat it. What are you going to say? Anyone who touches food is touches chumat is going to have to. He doesn't have any shaychus to the second part of the problem. But the Meichel does. The Meichel is really touching the food and giving it to another guy. Just like you can't eat Truma Tamei, you can't have some other guy eat Truma Tamei. So he's involved in his action of being Meichel. He is doing both things. He's being Tamei the Truma and giving it and causing a person, the Kohen, to eat Truma Tamei. It's like the difference between the Meichel and the Ochel in general is if you're talking about Trey, for instance. So the ochel is the guy who's enjoying the pig, and the maichel is not. He has nothing to do with it. And they're two totally different things. I mean, the ochel is the ochel. The maichel is not. There's nothing to do with it. But here, the problem is like the bizayon of the truma. And the problem is that you're involving truma tamei in chilul. Is that you're having a guy who's eating Truma Tumaya. And you have here is that the Ochel and the Maichel are both involved in being Metame Truma and causing it to being eaten. And again, they're both involved equally in the Isser of Truma Tumaya. They're both involved equally in that Isser. I'm not saying that the Maichel is an Ochel. I'm not getting yet to the halachic definition. I'm just saying in terms of the idea, the Tama Davar, the Maichel is different than the guy cutting the bread. The guy cutting the bread is not, what's he doing? So he's being a Tama Truma, but that's not the issue of Netil Zidayim. It's based upon eating Truma Tumaya. That's what it's based upon. Eating involves you're touching the food and putting it in your mouth and eating it. So there's two steps involved. But the Michael also has those two steps. I mean, he happens to not be the guy who's doing it, but he's causing the other guy to be eating Truma Tumaya. But that's just an asar. I mean, it's not a less asar to be metame Truma and feed it to another guy. I mean, whatever, call it for you. But the problem is, so that's in terms, I'm just saying that in terms of Tamadavar, is the guy, the problem here is touching food and eating it. Now that exists. The Michael also. I mean, he's not personally eating it, but he's involved in that violation in the same way as the first guy. He's being metame the food and causing it to be eaten. Truma Tumaya. So, but as the guy in the kitchen, there's nothing to do with achila. I mean, he's just causing truma tumaya. But now if the guy wants to eat it. That's his problem. If you could, you can do it or you can not do it. He's not feeding the guy. He's not. That's someone else's. The guy has to be careful before he eats it, not to eat truma tumaya. The problem is that halachically, that's all very nice, but halachically, there's a Michael and there's an Ochel, and an Ochel is an Ochel, and the Michael's not an Ochel. And presumably the Mechayev of Netil Zidayim is Achila. Right? It's Achila. And in Achila is Achila, means you're eating. Right? But the question maybe is that since in Tam HaDavar really the Michael is the same as the Ochel, so what you could say is like this. Is that the Chachamim created an extended definition of achila here? Okay, an extended definition of achila, because see the process of achila, we said last time, has two parts. Right, it has two parts: the part of getting the food to your mouth and ingesting it. Right, because you can't eat, the food doesn't grow in your mouth, so in other words, the food starts off on the table. So the process of achila, the human activity of achila, involves getting the food to your mouth and then eating it. Okay. That's a two-part process. Okay? And the Maichel is, when you have a case of, normally when you have an Ochel, one guy, so he's doing both steps. But when you have an Ochel, Machmas Maichel, so you have the Maichel is doing step A, getting it to his mouth, and the Ochel is doing step B, eating it. So the Maichel is involved in the Achila process, in the activity of Achila. This isn't involved. He's feeding. I mean, feeding is different. There's an idea of someone who feeds you, like a mother feeds a child. You know, the mother's involved in the eating. She's not actually enjoying the food or whatever, but the activity of the eating is different. There's a difference between a person who's eating being fed and a person who's eating by themselves. So that is an involvement in the achila. So the question is did the chacha, since the, in terms of Tam HaDavar, really the Maichel is also involved in being metame the food and involved being mechalad or whatever, giving involved in the Isser of Shema Tumaya. So did the Chachamim therefore set up an extended definition of Achila and say that the Achila is the Mechayev, the extended idea of Achila is Mechayev? In other words, anyone who's involved in the human activity of Achila is Chayev until Zidayim. That could be either the primary Ochel, the guy who actually eats, or the Maichel, who's involved in that other part of Achila, the feeding part of Achila. Or do you say no? Is that they didn't, it's very nice in terms of time, but halachically, in the categories of Achila and Kaltar Kula, Achila is Achila. And a Maichel is very nice in terms of a human activity and all, you're going to say that he's involved, but bottom line is, he's not eating, and Achila is Achila, and they didn't. That's the Abaya. Did because of the Tama Davar, which is based upon Truma Tameya, in which case it doesn't really matter, the Michael and the Ochel are equal, did they therefore create an extended definition of Achila and say that's the Mechayev? Or did they stick to your normal definition of Achila? The limited definition, which is the Achila. You could even say, look, the guy in the kitchen really is the same thing, and in theory. In terms of Tama Davar, the guy in the kitchen also should have until Stein. Because in Truma he would. But you could say, but there's no way to be Mechayev him. Because halachically, the Mechayev is Achila. But the question is here, but the Maichil, you could be Mechayev him. Because you could have extended definition of Achila. So you can't have an extended definition of achila, which goes back to the kitchen. And it's not part of the, that's not part of achila. But the meichel is really involved in the activity of achila. So since the tama dava really is, in terms of truma, is anyone who touches the food should really be washing their hands. So, but you can't legislate that because there's no mechayev. You can't say touching truma is mechayev until tonight. That's not the mechayev. Mechayev is an achila. But since achila lends itself to an extended definition, so you could make the halacha closer, or the srach closer to the tama dava in the way it was by truma, by creating a new extended definition of achila. Or you could say no, is that achila is achila, and you can't just extend it because of that. I mean, that's the question. Did they extend it like that? My point is like this, is that there's two parts of the svara, I think. I think you have to have two parts here. You have to have one part is, you have to show the mechanism by which the Ibn Mechayev the Meichel. Because, so why would he Mechayev the Meichel? He's not doing anything. But the answer is, I'm saying, no, he is doing something, because in an extended definition of achila, he's involved in that definition of achila. He's in the activity of eating, he's involved, because he's feeding. So he's also involved. But that's a very nice formulation, but it's a strange formulation. You don't say, where do you see that in halacha? That the guy who's feeding is involved in the eating? I mean, maybe in terms of Lufna Iver or whatever, but he's not really eating. He's not. So if the Mechayev of Netil Zidayim is Achila, why should you ever be Mechayev the Meichel? He's not eating. So, because you're making up this, you're creating this crazy definition of Achila, which is going to include the Meichel. But why would you do such a thing? So that's why I think the Svara needs something more. You can't just make any halacha category. It has to make sense in the area. Yep. So that's what I'm saying, is that the whole Tama Dover here, see, if there were Xer Sakasa, that Achila or Mechayev and Tils Daim, there'd be no way to say the Meichel. Well, the Meichel has nothing to do with it. But there's no magical thing about Achila. Really, the Mechayev and Tils Daim is the touching the Truma and then feeding it to somebody. It's really, anyone who's involved in the touching, really, and when it comes to Truma back then, it's not only the Ochel, everyone would be washing. You could have 10 people washing. But halachically here you're limited by achila. But achila is just a limitation because it has to be a halachic setup. But really in Tam Dover you should really want everybody to do it. So therefore, so it's true it's achila, but you may say is that within achila you could have an extended definition of achila. Because that's really the whole, because you want the Tam Dover, you want the formulation to be as close to the Tam Dover as possible. So that's the question, is did that legitimize creating an extended definition of achila, recognizing such a category, or do you say no? Is that it's true that's a tamadavar, but halachically you're limited to the din achila.